This is the Ralph Winterode Show with Ralph Colonel Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska. I'm going to have some more astounding information on the Internal Revenue criminals. There's an upcoming trial for Richard Rappert in Minnesota. I may be going to Minnesota for that on the 16th. The trial is in on the 19th. Up there, and I'm telling you, there is a way to beat these guys. And but we have to get this brief that I'm putting together. Well, I'm only going to put it out on the IRS list, but it's all of the terminology. Rappert, I wanted him to do a trial by jury, and he did a bench trial, and I'm going to get into that again here after I make a few comments here. With the IRS, you never want to have a trial by jury. Never. You always want to have a bench trial. And that's even working out for those cops in Baltimore, that black prosecutor that jumped off the cliff over there and gave millions of dollars to that gray, the two first cops that have been tried. With the bench trial, came out innocent. Isn't that amazing? You're not guilty. Yeah. We don't have a trial by jury anymore. It's all a con job. We don't have a lawful government. It's a con job. It's been overthrown. It's all there. And we keep signing up to have a non-constitutional inquisitorial government. I can prove these things now. But it's a lot of work getting it together for this brief for Rappert. But anyway, like I say, I'll be going up there on the 16th through the 22nd. I'll be up there in Otter Tail, wherever that is in Minnesota, somewhere up there. I don't know where that is. I haven't looked yet. But it's absolutely amazing the things that I'm learning by it's about the terms and definitions. They are there in the codes, in the statutes, the codes that have been codified to beat these guys. And take all of the discretion away from our kangaroo judges. I don't know. I can't say unequivocally that all across the United States, all judges have hold no public office. But I can tell you unequivocally there is no judiciary. There are no public officers in all of Alaska, from the governor on down. The federal courts, the United States district courts, are not constitutional courts. And we can prove it, backed up by the Senate reports. The senators know this. That's right. And the appellate courts, 1 through 11, and the D.C. appellate court, they're all nonsense. They're not courts at all, because they've tried to blend in Article 3 and Article 4 courts. They're all legislative courts. This is an illusion. It's a con job. And I'm going to get to The Federal Court of Claims, which was a true Article 3 to the 50s up to 1982, and now it's an Article 1 court, but it acts like an Article 3, and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which you can go to instead of going to one of these other kangaroo courts in the appellate, like the 9th or the 6th or whatever, you can get into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's a bona fide Article 3 court, supposedly. And it has national. Its decisions are known. And it's amazing when you start looking. The real party of interest, like in the Federal Court of Claims, I saw was only United States, not United States of America, which is Congress. United States of America is Congress. I've got that in two briefs, too. Sovereign body politic is United States of America. That's what a scam. I mean, this whole thing is a scam. Well, I'm going to get into that, and I'm going to get into a logic thing, because if you do not understand, I don't know how most people do it. I'm going to get into the, for Rapper, I've got to get this into Adobe Illustrator in a one line or in a flow chart, so also the logic behind it. But the stuff that when you have to have, from my perspective, you cannot argue with these guys. You cannot have the knowledge if you don't have a foundation in the logic or the foundational stuff to understand the difference between an inquisitorial type system and an adversarial and a constitutional system. If you can't, if you don't have that down, how are you going to deal with these guys in a court and keep up with them and outdistance them? That's what I'm going to be going over. I'm probably putting out something. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but I think you will find it more than interesting. But I've got to make a few comments about what's going on in Texas, in Dallas, and across our country. This Black Lives Matter is a Soros and other outfit funded. It is like the Dallas chief, police chief. It's a racist organization. These people are being paid money. They're working. The Black Lives Matter now is hooking up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Isn't that a special? This guy down there in Texas that did this thing, he was into Islam. Well, of course, we won't talk about that. That's a religion of peace. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a culture. Sharia law, you can't have a Muslim, it can't be a Islam without Sharia law. It's incompatible with our whole system, our constitutional system, and our Christian nation. It can't be here. It's never going to work. People are afraid to call it out. It is what it is. They need to stay in their countries and do whatever. They can worship pet rocks. They can beat the hell out of their women. They can rape them, pillage them. I don't care. It's not my problem. It's their culture. We can try to assist those that want to fight over there, but we can't get into nation building changing their culture. That's what they are. I can't change hell. That's what those Islamic countries are. They're barbarian. They got tenets based on hell. I mean, they treat their women like garbage. They operate on their sexual part. They do all sorts of stuff to them. Well, guess what, folks? Is it up to us? Yeah, sure, we'd like to change, but we got problems in our own country. We set up our own country for our own benefit, and we have the right to say who can come into it and who cannot come into it and who can stay. It's our culture. It's a Christian nation. It's not a Christian Judeo nation. Judaism didn't even start till after the fall of the temple, the 70 AD. Didn't even start. And the Mishnah, which is the first book based on the oral teachings of the rabbi, is what Judaism started with, the Babylonian Talmud. So we're not a Judeo. It's got nothing to do with false Jews. The God was marching to Zion with all of the evidence. Israel is a false Jew. They're a false thing. It's false Jews. They don't believe in the first five books of the Bible. They have it in the Torah. Oh, we created it around, but they don't use it. They use the Babylonian Talmud. Fact is stranger than fiction. They don't believe in the Messiah. Well, you can't have the first book, five books of Moses without Messiah, without the Creator. It's all tied together. Can't separate it. Marching to Zion. If you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend taking a look at it. It's amazing. Check it out. Believe nothing. Believe nothing I tell, say on this show. But I tell you what, the things that I'm talking about, I've been able to document. And it's been a long haul, and I keep learning things that I thought I knew to be true are not so. And now it's getting scary because in some respects, because it's like in the movie The Matrix. You see all this stuff going on, and none of it's based on fact. It's not true. It's a lie. Hillary Clinton, what a piece of garbage. And Comey gets up there and the FBI director lines out all of the charges. He is an inquisitor. His only job is to investigate. His job is not to make recommendations for Lyon, Loretta Lynch, the DOJ. It's unbelievable. And a lot of these talk show people don't even know. They're talking about things. Well, his recommendation, he has no business. He can talk to her behind the scenes, but the job of to prosecute, to go before the grand jury, is upon the prosecutor. She is it. The highest law enforcement thing we got in this whole country, and she's a piece of garbage. She's worse than garbage. Supported by another liar and thief. They're all committing treason, by the way. What is treason? Waging war against the laws of the United States. They are openly waging war against the laws of the United States with harm coming to people. That is called treason. That was held by the Supreme Court back in the early 1800s. They're all committing treason. They're rubbing our nose in it. Judge Jeanine Pirro, guys, it's unbelievable. How could the lying Loretta Lynch have a meeting with Clinton? That's unbelievable. You don't. It's never done. It can't be done. And then to try to tell us, talking about the grandkids. Do they think we're that stupid? There are a lot of people out there, I got to admit, that are just damn stupid. I don't know what to say. You can't wake them up. I come across a few of them at the rec center. They are dyed-in-the-heart Democrats, and the felt confused them with the facts. Well, guess what? Then I have no time for you. If you go through life and you don't want to look at the facts and have a moral foundation to establish and judge facts, I have nothing. If you want to go over to Niagara Falls and kill yourself, not my problem. Get it on. I'm doing this show to try to put some knowledge out there, because that's all I do anymore. I don't have a business or none of that. So I do research, and I have a gift, I think, not bragging, not being narcissistic, of logic, of research. And I've got people that help me, you know, stay afloat. Because won't work. All I do is sit in front of this computer and pound on Westlaw and try to logic these things out and prove these lay a legal foundation, which is what Rappert's case is going to be interesting in Minnesota. It's all about the statutory law, the way it's written, and the definitions. What we think it says is not what the words mean. But we're not taught that. We're not taught about the adversarial system. We're not taught about the inquisitorial system. We have an inquisitorial system, which absolutely is required. Cops are inquisitors. That's fine. They investigate. The FBI is their inquisitors. They investigate. The grand jury is our most important inquisitorial body. But they can't fine. They can't put anybody in jail. And they only submit a true bill to go to the adversarial side, a constitutional side, where we're supposed to have the essential elements of a crime and the evidence in support of it. And I'm going to go over the essential elements of three of the common things that's with the IRS. And it's amazing when you see this. It's shocking. And a lot of these judges, I can't say all of them, but I'll say there's got to be a great majority of them. You can't not know this, because you can't walk around the jug holes going down the road if you don't know that the jug hole, what it is. And they do it every damn day of the week. It's just unbelievable. Like I say, Rappert's standing, and I changed my mind. As soon as I saw the facts change, I thought the trial by jury was the way to go. Well, no, now that I understand why it's not a trial by jury, I absolutely, under no way in hell, would I ever have an IRS anything except a bench trial. Why? They're too smart. Whoever's doing the attorneys for those two cops in Baltimore that have gotten, both of them have been found not guilty, because they have to have the actual law tied down, supported by facts. What a novel idea. See, we think that's what's going on when we go to these, like an IRS trial. It absolutely is totally smoke and mirrors, a con job. It's a magic show. They conjure up all of these things. Oh, well, you have a bank account. Oh, you sent... You bought gold coins. Oh, you got, quote, wages. Oh, you got a 1099 from somebody. Do you know what all that is? When you start looking it up, these are non-essential facts that has not one freaking damn thing to do with the essential elements to prove a crime. But it's even worse than that, which I'm going to lay this out, and I'm going to do it more than once because it's so important. How do we discern this? How do we see the con job? We know when we go to a magic show and see a rabbit come out of the hat, we know that rabbits aren't in the hat. It's an illusion. They've conjured up something, and what we think we see is true is not. So what are, in a constitutional republic, and this is very apparent in Rappert's case in Minnesota. First of all, in a criminal prosecution, what are we prosecuted on? The first thing has to be probable cause. There's got to be some probable cause to initiate the inquisitorial, the investigatorial side of the sheriff's department, the police department, the FBI, whoever is doing the investigation. It's based on probable cause. Even they have to keep the illusion for the traffic stops. There has to be a probable cause to get something started. Does the police report, does the FBI's report, does any of that have a standing in law? As factual? No. Does not. It is their belief, if you will, or their information based on what they think are the essential elements. A lot of them don't know what the essential elements, but what the crime is. But in a real criminal like stealing, there is an essential element that something's missing from somebody. And the police that are investigating it use the probable cause to investigate that. Back in a minute, because this concept is just amazing when you see it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Okay, I'm going to go through these concepts, and when you, if anybody's got any comments, I'm welcome for your comments when you see this. This is amazing. I was trying to, like, sit and I wake up at night trying to puzzle these things out, how to, what I think I'm seeing, and to put it based on logic. If I commit the crime of robbery, there will be a probable cause to start the investigation, the inquisitorial side. But the next part is what is amazing, which we take for granted, is that there will be a statute prohibiting me stealing somebody's stuff. There is a statute that says, thou shalt not do this, right? And then based on the money and all that, the degrees, but there is a statute, a prohibitive statute, thou shalt not do this. And in that same statute, there will be, after I am convicted, a penalty statute. So I go to the pokey for whatever. 3 years, 5 years, 6 months, whatever. So the thing is, there is a prohibitive statute. Included with it is a penalty statute. And what instigates it is probable cause. There must be a probable cause. The cops just can't come out here and go down to somebody's door and say, hey, I'm here and I want to get around and go through your house here and see if I can find something to look at. No, can't do that in our country. Although some, I mean, there's exceptions where they do this type of, but the law says you can't do that. Okay? So you got to remember that concept. So we got a statute with a prohibitive statute. I'm charged with that. And then there's a penalty after I'm found guilty, initiated by probable cause. That's it on the criminal side. Now, in the civil side, when we have a true bona fide contract, it's also implied in fact contracts that the government uses to hook us, but let's just stay with a true contract. Consideration back and forth, and there's a benefit for both sides and all that. So we meet the requirements for a bona fide civil contract. In this, there are conditions, there is some performance of something from the other side. That's why we have contracts, to benefit both sides. I give you money, and then you do something for me. I give you money to cut the timber, and then you have to cut the timber and deliver the timber. Okay, that's a bona fide contract. That's the civil side. So it's a written document. So there is a performance in the written contract, in the civil side, to do something. And then also, if it's a good contract, there will be a penalty, if you will, in that contract. If I don't cut the timber, there's got to be a penalty. So there's two things. The contract has to exist, but there's a performance that I have to do on the civil side, and then if I don't do it, there is a penalty that comes behind it. Okay? That's the adversarial system that we're supposed to live in. Ah, now we come along with the inquisitorial system. And we don't understand that it's a concept. We have a perception that the agencies and these ad nauseum alphabet agencies are operating within an adversarial system, which was what we think we're being charged with, if it's a criminal side, like the IRS. Well, guess what? That's not so. Now, let me go down here in Rappert's case. It's really a great example of it. Guess what he's been charged with? Richard Rappert in Minnesota is being charged with criminal penalty statutes. That's what it says. It says a penalty statute. It's 289. A, and then there's a 0.63. 1A, 1B. How the hell do I get charged with a penalty statute before there's a no legal duty? There's got to be a contractual something, or there's got to be a prohibited act that I didn't do. How do they do that? How can I be charged with a penalty? We've left out something. In the civil side, there's got to be a contract for performance to do something. Required is called a known legal duty. There's even civil in the government, a known legal duty. I'm supposed to do something. And if I don't do it, then I get penalized. But it has to exist prior. In Rapper's case, he's being charged with penalty statutes. Penalty for doing what? How do I get penalized if there's not a known legal duty or if there's not a prohibited criminal act? Well, you see, in the inquisitorial side of life, that's why we don't have it. We have the English common law, the adversarial system. Because in the, let me find the case here, let me find inquisitorial here. Oops, well, I'll do that while we're going to break here.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes.
Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find...
Okay, well, we're back here. And I've got to go over these again because I want to get into this third one. It's so important to understand... Once you start seeing this, it's shocking. We have, in our adversarial constitutional republic, we have a prohibitive statute, let's say, on stealing. Thou shalt not steal something. And it's and then behind that, there is a penalty statute. In the civil side, we have contracts, a known legal duty, bona fide contract, money given back and forth, and then there is a performance. I'm supposed to say cut somebody's timber, and then there will, if it's a good written contract, it will have a penalty if I do not perform on the civil side. But there has to be something prior to and before you can be penalized. How can I be penalized if I don't have a on the civil side something that I am have a known legal duty to perform? Or how could I be penalized on the criminal side if there does not a prohibited act that I did? Those two things, on the criminal or on the civil, have to exist in a constitutional republic. This way, that's the world we set up here in this country. There are our founding fathers set up. We didn't, but it was given to us. The English common law. Well, there's something else that goes on. And let me find it again here. I went down to look at something else here. This is on the what is this case is an amazing case, and there's more like it. This is United States versus Shea, S-H-E-A, and it's 662 F sup 2D 535. This is out of the Federal Southern District of West Virginia, 2009. And it's sup, F sup. If it has sup, F sup, that means it's a United States District Court case. How does the IRS, how do agencies work? They don't work like, they don't, there's not a prohibited crime. And there's no known legal duty. They just use penalty statutes. So how does that happen? How does that little scam work? How does this conjured up scam con work? Well, if you read this case, they're telling us what they're doing. It just takes a little bit of knowledge to be able to, see what they're doing here. First thing it says, furthermore, the IRS possesses the power of inquisition. The power to inquisition is to investigate and make a determination yourself. I'm investigating to see if my neighbor is stealing from me, and then I make a determination myself. I'm an inquisitor. Okay, so furthermore, the IRS possesses the power of inquisition to investigate possible unpaid tax liabilities. But there's more to it. And its inquisitorial powers need not be supported by probable cause that wrongdoing has occurred. And that's a Supreme Court case, Powell, a very famous case. Beseglia is another one, 420 U.S. 191, okay, 1975. So there's a real major key there. So the IRS can investigate, but there's no probable cause. And yet there's a crime, maybe. Wait a minute, how can they pull that off? In our constitutional republic, it's not supported. Well, there's more to it. So how they get around, how they do it, how they make this, quote, legal. Not that it's lawful, but it's legal. We can make anything legal. We could make shooting cops legal. They may get around and do it. I saw where they're trying to change the law now so that it makes it easier to prosecute police to step over the line. And there are some that do it, but that's the majority of them do not. There's more white people killed by cops than there are black. They want to take away now the intent. So now we can get around and just watch a policeman do his job and, well, I think he could have done this. I think he could have done that, so therefore we'll find him guilty of something. He shouldn't have pulled his gun there. He should have waited till the other guy pulled his gun. They're trying to change it so there's no intent. Well, then the crime requires intent, the type of thing they're talking about. It requires intent. They don't want to. They're trying to monitor. I mean, they just never quit. Jim in Illinois, you're up. Question, comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, Ralph, hello. These administrative agencies with their inquisitorial powers. Now, when they come to talk to you, you do not want to say anything to them. It should be, I cannot confirm nor deny, have no duty to disclose, and invoke your Fifth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment immunity.
And, Fifth Amendment really doesn't work against these guys, but I'll get to that later.
Well, I'm telling you the process.
But you're right. Shut the hell up.
Don't say nothing. Don't even say no. And the reason I say that is look up this term. It's called the exculpatory no, where there are Supreme Court decisions that an exculpatory no can be considered as a deception in an investigation. So I'll say that.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that term. I know what exculpatory and no, but I'm not familiar with it.
The exculpatory no, N-O, all right?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll go and look it up on Westlaw. I'll find out. Go ahead.
And also, Friday I had a hearing at 1:30, and it was a felony criminal case. I'd been fighting it for over 2 years. It was nulli pros. That means dismissed. Now, what I challenged on them was jurisdiction. And one of the things there, I stuck with my jurisdiction. The judge had tried to become inquisitorial, and they tried to get me to talk and disclose. And my response was, I can not confirm that, and I can't deny that. You know, I invoke my Fifth Amendment immunity. Mm-hmm. And I just stuck on that. So, you know, and of course, I was my own counsel. Anytime you have an attorney representing you, because he is a bar attorney, that the presumption is as soon as he is representing you, you are automatically injured into their jurisdiction.
I agree.
And see, so, you know, you got to think of these. And these guys, they will not step outside those bounds because they'll get sanctioned by their peer group, all right? And they're just not going to do it. Uh-huh. And, you know, the only way to stand your ground is as your own man, you know, period. And so, yeah, 2 years, man, finally noli pros. They couldn't prove up their jurisdiction.
Well,
never
good.
Could.
Okay, great. Well, that's the thing. So I'm going to get into. Go ahead.
And the thing you said about the cops' narratives and that they submit, yeah, those aren't evidence because they don't have. They're not affidavits, and they don't have a lawful jurat on them. Mm-hmm. And anyway, be well. Blessings of liberty.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, exculpatory. No, I got something else I just found here. It's interesting. It's I'm gonna look into it. It's a major thing. It's a new one. See, I learned something, and I'll get around and I'll use it. But I have to prove these things out. I don't take anybody's word for anything, and I'm not saying the guy caller. Those, you know, I just don't. But we don't want to take anybody's word for anything. Okay, so let's get back to the main thing here, the third item of the Inquisitor, the IRS. It says here they have the power of inquisition, but those inquisitorial powers need not be supported by probable cause that wrongdoing has occurred. And they got two Supreme Court cases, Buseglia and Powell. Those are two major ones. And they say the purpose of the summons statute is not to accuse, but to inquire. It is entitled to an enforcement order unless the taxpayer can show, unless the taxpayer can show the IRS is attempting to abuse the court's process. There you go. There's the answer right there. What is the answer? You must be determined in the agency world to be a taxpayer. When you become a taxpayer, you have stepped out of our constitutional republic. You then can be invited to go to the tax court of the United States, which is an inquisitorial court. It's not a true court. 28 U.S.C. 610 said it's not a court. In 1940s, they changed the word from an agency to a court so they wouldn't have to abide by the Administrative Procedures Act, the regulations, the force and effect of law. They don't abide by the Internal Revenue laws. They can't adjudicate anything. They're strictly inquisitors. That's all they are. So the thing that is important is that you must be established to be a taxpayer before the inquisitorial power of inquisition of the IRS or a local state person can be supported legally. Okay? That's how they get around it. So what they do is they make a presumption that you're a taxpayer. They'll call you a taxpayer or, like in John Thornton's case, a citizen of the United States. How do they pull the scam off? How is the con done? I don't understand how I can defend myself. It's like I'm in a quicksand, and there's no way out of it. There is. By using their own definitions and understanding the scam that's going on. These agencies only have the power of inquisition once it has been determined that you have been signing up as a citizen of the United States. And when you do that, you are entitled to the public rights doctrine, where you owe a duty to the public. We no longer have inalienable rights where we control the government and we have private rights. No, we owe the duty in a socialist type government. Can I prove this? In Minnesota, we can. Yes. Because, let me go down to find this. It's amazing. Because, let me pull this up here. Let's see, let me get back into it here. The definition of taxpayer. Now, we can use the definition in 7701A14, which we're going to go into. Nobody can make a determination that you're a taxpayer. The federal courts can't touch it. Why is that? Because it would expose them to the scam, and you'll see that in a minute here. We'll get to it. Well, if I'm not a damn taxpayer, what the hell, how can I have standing, and how can you have standing to penalize me? Nobody ever goes into the what's going on in the definitions. Nobody. I don't know why. And the thing that I'm relying upon, which is a whole bunch of these, I'll go up here at the beginning of this, just read off this little opening thing that I've got in Rappert's case. All parties shall take judicial notice that if the term definitions are unambiguous, then as held in Jimenez versus Quarterman, this is a Supreme Court case, it held, this court must enforce plain statutory language according to its terms. And another Supreme Court case, Laramie versus a U.S. trustee, it is well established that when the statutory language is plain, we must enforce it according to its terms. Term definitions are definitive. They are unambiguous. You can't add. You can't think. They are a specific meaning is given to a word or a group of words or a phrase. So how can we, how did I, in Minnesota, this is amazing what they did up here. This is the first time I've ever actually been able to tie these together. This is in 290.01 definitions. This is in their taxation nonsense. The term a taxpayer will be put in quotation marks, so there's never any doubt, means any person, okay, well, we can, I'll get to that in a minute, or a corporation, subject to, we'll get to that, there's a definition of that, a tax imposed by this chapter for the purposes of, and they give a definition here, 290.06, and what is that? What are they talking about there? Well, guess what? Refund of contribution for political candidates. A taxpayer may claim a refund. Yay! Yay! So you can get around and claim a, you are declared to be a taxpayer and you can claim a refund, comma, the term taxpayer means the individual eligible to vote in Minnesota law under 201.014. What is that? An individual who meets the following requirements at the time of the election is eligible to vote. The individual must be, B, a citizen of the United States. So what we can tie in now, the definition of, on a tax return, a taxpayer, the definition of a, quote, taxpayer, to being a citizen of the United States, being able to vote. So if you vote in Minnesota, you're a taxpayer, and you're a citizen of the United States. So you can't vote in Minnesota. You can say this several ways. You can put it into a logic. Several ways to do this. You can use predicates, that, or you can use, I like sine qua non, essential elements. Sine qua non is what's on the left side is like 1 plus 1, and what's on the right side is the sine qua non is equal. So now, in Minnesota, if you're going to vote, you got to be a citizen of the United States. If you're a citizen of the United States, you're a taxpayer. Really? Isn't that amazing? So if you go vote as a citizen of the United States, that's why in Minnesota, the Commissioner of Internal Revenue sends you a thing. Hey, why don't you sign up to go register to vote in Minnesota? Because we need your consent. Now, how can we tie this in one step farther? You see, if you are a taxpayer, well, back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, well, we got an interesting situation here because now in Minnesota, you got to be a citizen of the United States to vote. And if you're a taxpayer, you fill out the return, you're a citizen of the United States. So now we got this tied directly to being a citizen of the United States. If you go vote, you're a taxpayer. That's in Minnesota, in their statutes. So you can, I'm going to write it up either, I don't know, as a silicoism, or I'll write it up as essential elements under sine qua non. I don't know. I'll look at it to make it work. But there's one more step, of course, is the tax court says when you come into our court, quote, court, ha-ha, what we do is we adjudicate under the private rights doctrine. The private rights doctrine started at Hunter's Lessee in 1856. Taxation in the territories. Nothing to do with the several states. You're a citizen of the United States. That works. and you owe the public a duty to pay. Because you're in the inquisitorial world of a territory, which is an inchoate state. It's not sovereign yet. It's not a sovereign country. That public rights doctrine is used today against us. That's how they plant the hook. We unwittingly and unknowingly do not even, most people never even heard of the public rights doctrine. You don't have any private rights over there. It's all public. You owe the public some duty for to do something. It's like it takes a village to raise a child. That type of nonsense. And they're using it against us. And we keep signing up for it. That's why I have done this Get Your Status Right into the public record. And then go down and register to vote. So it's actually your elective franchise is in being a citizen of one of the several states, not of the United States. Supreme Court has held citizen of the United States has no right to vote. So why is everybody doing it? Because the whole republic has been overthrown. And we are, with lack of knowledge, we're signing up for it. And then we bitch because we signed up for it. Well, of course, we didn't know. I think a lot of people do, obviously, had understood it. We wouldn't do it. But in Minnesota, we can tie the private rights doctrine to the right to vote to a citizen of the United States as a taxpayer. Isn't that amazing? And now that I see this, I'll bet you in other states, North Carolina is another one I'm going to working on, there will be something in there to tax write-off for political parties or something. It'll be there. So that's an amazing thing. But it is amazing to understand that the agencies have the power of inquisition, but something must be established prior to that. You have to be in the public rights doctrine, then you owe a duty that they don't. There is no known legal duty. So we penalize you for something that we're not, and I'm going to do more work on this public rights doctrine. How do I get tangled up, even if I sign up, that somehow I owe a duty of taxation to the public? How does that work? I don't know yet. I don't know the answer. I just know it's there, that I can prove, by their stuff. So if I am a citizen of the United States, and if I vote, I am a taxpayer, and I am bound to submit to the Internal Revenue Service and to the, quote, United States of America, the sovereign body politic of Congress, to the inquisitional nonsense. That's an amazing statement, and I can prove it. That's what I'm working on, is to get this out and so that we can use it, other people can use it when you see it. Because it's not an easy thing to do. Back in a minute.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.